Crickle Blog, 7 June 2007. Who wants yesterday's woot? I have a confession to make. It's a two-parter. One, I check woot every day. Two, despite doing this for over a year, I have never bought a thing from them. Do you know woot? They're an overstock clearance outfit with a big difference. The difference that receives the most publicity is their method of selling. They put one item per day on their website. You can buy one or two or three of them for their usually bargain price. They charge $5 for shipping, whether you buy a few gram card, as in the item below, or a projection TV set that comes to your house on a truck. Idiosyncratic, that's just the beginning. They don't tell you how many of the items they have for sale or how near to out of stock they may be. If they run out, they simply put a sold out message on their site and sell nothing for the rest of the day, which ends at midnight Central Time. If you live on the East Coast and want to get what turns out to be a hot item, you have to stay up till 1 o'clock since they don't tell you what the next day's item is until after they offer it for sale. What do they offer? Mostly high-tech cast-offs. Asterisk. Discontinued television sets, computer monitors, GPS units, watches, the occasional consumer item like barbecue grills, bottles of wine, and the random bag of crap. Literally, that's what they call it. The last must be the best deal of all since they inevitably sell out instantly. They also have a mysterious Roomba fetish. You can count on seeing a robot vacuum cleaner every couple of weeks. I picture a special warehouse just for them. It's one item that never sells out, or perhaps even sells at all. Back to my confession. Why do I check Woot every day if I never buy? Because the guy, team, lunatic who writes their descriptions is so good. I say guy, by the way, because it's written from a distinctly guy point of view, and gives me, superannuated guy that I am, a peek into the language used by the young set of gamers and hyperactive techies. And he either has good grammar skills or an editor, since I rarely find an error in the parts I can understand. Below is a non-random woot. This write-up especially tickled me, and I don't imagine the last line requires elucidation. If you're curious about this eccentric vendor, you can find a new bizarre blurb every day, complete with an offer for something new and occasionally useful. This year, they've expanded to weekends as well. This is the Woot item I quote in the blog. More GB, that's gigabytes, than you can handle. Maybe. It's amazing what a little SD card can do these days if your device can handle it. See, there are 4 gigabytes of memory packed onto this little Kinect 3D SD memory card. But before you start envisioning gazillions of JPGs dancing on the head of this pin, you better check the manual for whatever gizmo you want to use this with. Not all devices can handle a card this size. If you buy one and it doesn't work, might as well put it on eBay or use it as a guitar pick. We're calling no givebacks. Now, if you got the equipment for it, this represents an astonishingly good deal for so much portable storage. But that's a big if. The choice is yours. Either RTFM or STFU. Warranty 1 year. And they go on to list the number of features. Asterisk. The Wall Street Journal Law Blog recently discussed the issue of pluralization of compound nouns, e.g., is it attorney generals or attorneys general? Some comments actually suggested that the former is acceptable, a position I adamantly reject. I told the writer that I would have more to say after I finished my dinner of yummy lefts over. However, in writing cast-offs, I intuitively first wrote casts-off, but after a moment's thought, I realized that it didn't feel comfortable, as does lefts-over. Clearly, this requires more thinks-about. And immediately under that, an asteriskal follow-up for 8 June. Seems there's a rule for everything. Thanks, Deb, he asserted unenthusiastically. From Grammar Monster, the rule. To form the plural of a compound noun, pluralize the principal word in the compound. When there is no obvious principal word, add s or es to the end of the compound. Mothers-in-law. Pluralize the principal word mother. Paper clips. Pluralize the principal word clip. Forget-me-nots. No principal word, so add s to the end. Now playing, Silas Stingy, Petra Hayden.